Archers for the week 2-7 October 2005.
Hazel's packing.
Hazel!
Oh, go away.
Hazel, are you there? Open the door, Hazel.
Oh, what do you want?
Linda said you were leaving. What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Well, packing.
Bingo!
But why?
Oh, don't come the innocent. You know why.
Do I? Have you said you were going? I don't remember anything about it.
You're in the way.
Sorry. Oh, I don't want you to go. Me and Peggy love having you here.
Laying it on a bit thick now.
What?
She must find it a strain keeping you on message. Pass my clock.
What?
The clock.
Oh.
She'd make a good mafia don. Oh, give it here.
What's she done? Look, Hazel, I'm sure we can sort it out.
Oh, what's the matter, Dad? Memory let you down.
Why are you being so cruel?
Me cruel?
I'm sorry if I've said I've done anything wrong. Hazel, I don't know what it is, but please forgive me.
Too late for sorry.
Oh, please stay, please. I'm begging you.
You hypocrite! If you wanted me to stay, why did you conspire with her to pay me off? You don't want me here! You never have!
Oh, Emma, help me here. I'm trying to understand.
I've told you, I can't say.
Can't? Or won't?
Mum, just stop asking me.
Oh, shh, 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 shh. Oh, little love. Oh, they know when something's up.
Try his dummy again.
He didn't want it. Oh, he's missing his daddy. Yeah. That change is upsetting.
Look, he'll settle down.
Look, I know you're young. It's natural to feel tied down when your first one comes along. I felt trapped when you were a baby, but I didn't bail out at the first sign of trouble.
I am not bailing out.
Well, what do you call it? You've left your husband. For it. Though there's no sign of him. Looks like bailing out to me.
There's a reason, but I can't say.
I can't say. I'm sick of hearing it. Well, I can't think of a reason good enough to chuck away your marriage. You're a mother now with responsibilities.
I know that, Mum.
Well, then. There's women out there who give their right arm to be married to someone like Will.
Oh, here we go.
He's reliable, loyal, decent. He follows you round with puppy dog eyes.
But that is not the point.
He's devoted to you and this little one. It may seem attractive now, but he's not husband material, trust me.
I don't want your opinion on Ed.
There must be more to all this.
Look, Mum, I will tell you, I promise. I just need a bit more time.
It was the same when I was a kid. I was in the way then.
How can you say that?
There was always a business meeting took priority over me.
No, I was devoted to you. I still am.
You ignored me, then paid me off with ponies and puppies.
I thought I was buying you the things you wanted.
I wanted attention. I wanted love. But you were always too busy with your precious business.
That's not fair. I worked hard for you. I paid for the best schools.
I was miserable in them.
You never said.
Mum couldn't stick it. Why do you think she had affairs?
Valerie.
You've been powered by greed all your life. And Peggy has the gall to accuse me.
I had nothing as a child. Nothing. Every day I worked hard to give you the advantages I never had. You didn't want for anything.
God.
Each one of my businesses I built up so I could have something to pass on to you.
Pass it on to me? Tell that to Peggy.
What?
She doesn't want me to inherit a thing. And neither do you. Well, you know what? She's welcome to you.
Hazel, please, don't go.
Hazel?
Oh, no.
Hazel, are you going?
What does it look like?
You're leaving?
Yes. Happy?
Of course I'm not happy. I'd rather none of this had happened. It's been so difficult for Jack.
Oh, yes. Dear old Dad, sitting snivelling on the bed. It's like a scene from Lassie Come Home.
What are you talking about?
Thank God he's your problem, not mine.
Hazel? Hazel!
Hazel!
I don't know what Clary must be thinking. And Eddie.
Well, she don't know anything about it. At least, I don't think she does.
Emma, this is silly.
Don't you dare tell her, please.
All right, if that's what you want.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no. Oh, it's Will again, it must be.
Look, you can't avoid him forever.
No, don't answer it, Mum.
I'm not turning him away like yesterday. That was really embarrassing.
Please.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'm opening the door. You have George.
No, it'll only complicate things if Will sees him. Oh, please, Mum, he's supposed to be on my side.
I'm not on anyone's side. Look, if you don't talk to him, you'll never work this out.
Hazel.
No, it's me.
Oh.
Oh, Jack. Jack, darling.
Peggy, she's gone. She's gone.
There, there. It's all right now.
Oh. That's it. Come to your old daddy. He stopped crying now, seeing me.
How did you know I was here?
Oh, don't take a genius to work it out. Where else were you going to go, realistically? I knew you wouldn't leave. Not really.
Will.
How's he been?
Fine. You look rough.
Oh, I ain't sleeping too well. How much you told Neil and Susan?
Enough.
And what's that? Have you said anything about...
Look, they don't know everything, all right?
About George?
No.
Right. I came round yesterday.
I know.
You was in.
So what?
You hadn't gone off with Ed, that's so what. Em.
Well...
Come on, please.
She never intended to keep this place. She invited a commercial estate agent round last week to value the hotel.
Estate agent? Why?
To sell it. This Carl in America. She wasn't married to him.
Yes, she was.
That's what she wanted you to believe, that she was settled with three stepchildren. It was a lie.
But I saw pictures, photographs.
Lillian spoke to his real wife. She'll tell you if you ask her. She's been wonderful. She didn't want to see you hurt either.
I don't understand, Peggy.
The only reason Hazel came home now was to squeeze money out of you while you're vulnerable. And if it meant lying to you or selling this place, well, she wasn't going to let that stand in her way.
No.
She invented a family. Because in her twisted way, she thought you'd give her even more money.
Oh, I can't believe it.
You deserved the truth. I'm sorry.
I thought she was going to come back and settle down here to be near me.
I know.
Then I could see her every day and her children.
She raised your hopes, but she was deceiving you. I'm sorry. Jack. Jack, please say something.
Oh, how come I didn't see it?
Because she tricked you. And because you love her.
You knew all along?
I was suspicious from the day she arrived.
You didn't say anything.
I did try to warn you.
I know you did. Oh, I was so angry with you.
Oh, it's all right. I wish I hadn't been right.
I should have listened to you. You always know best. Is there anything else I need to know?
There's something I didn't tell you.
What?
I gave her a cheque from my account.
How much?
Enough to make her go away and leave us in peace. I couldn't stand it any more, Jack. I was exhausted.
Oh, Peggy, don't upset yourself.
I've been trying to protect you. I've just made it worse.
I'm supposed to protect you. Oh, why didn't I see what was going on?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's over now. She's gone.
What have you said to your mum and dad?
Nothing. I wanted to give you time to change your mind. Emma, it's not too late. We can go back to where we were. We can get over this.
No, Will.
We can. Look, for his sake, think about what you're doing.
Don't. That's not fair.
How can we sort things out with you living here? He's mad. You're my wife. Please come home, then. I'm asking you.
Well...
Don't you love me anymore?
Of course I do. Part of me will always love you.
Well then, it's simple. We can move on, get over this.
Don't you see? I don't want to get over this. Please, Will, I just want to be happy.
I could make you happy. Whatever you want, Em.
No, it's not that simple. You deserve someone different. Someone better than me.
Don't give me
no,
that.
No, I mean it. You're so special, Will. That's why I married you. Because I know you're one of the best people I could ever meet. And I wanted to make it work.
So? What's changed?
It's just not enough for me. And I love Ed.
You don't know what you're saying.
I do. I want to be with him. I'm sorry.
Sorry? You've turned my entire life upside down and you're sorry?
Please, don't be like this.
Don't think I don't know why you're saying all this about George. It's a horrible lie just so you can be with him. Can't you see he's not worth
it? Stop it.
He's a waste of space.
Oh, I knew this was a mistake. You better go.
No, I'm not leaving Emma.
Please, give him back to me. You're upsetting him.
No, I'm not. He's my son.
For the last time, Will, he is not your son. He's Ed's.
So where is he then?
That's none of your business.
He's gone, hasn't he? Off the scene, as soon as he's got to take some responsibility for once in his life.
You've always been so unfair to him.
Bull! He's got scared, and you're too proud to admit
it. No, Will. You're too stupid to see it. A few days away from Ed don't matter. Because we're going to be together now for the rest of our lives.
You don't mean it. You can't.
Get it into your head. I am not coming back. Not ever. It is over.
Has anybody seen Will?
Would you sign this, darling, please?
What is it?
It's Jill's birthday card.
Oh.
I'm going to see her later on. Oh, and the gift tag. Sure I can't get you a coffee, Neil?
No, Tara. I've had my flask.
Biscuit, then?
No, I'm fine. I came to ask if I should go ahead and extend that boundary fence round the pigs. Only Tom's at the unit today.
Well, it's what he and I agreed. Give him more space.
Right.
Oh, that reminds me. I must decide on some recipes for Wednesday.
Jenny's cooking lunch with some pub managers. Give him a chance to sample the product.
Oh.
I thought Tom would have said he's full of it.
Well, those pigs aren't really my concern anymore.
No, of course not. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'll have a think.
Anyway, I must catch up with Will. Shoot's only weeks away now.
Will you be back at lunchtime, darling?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, bye, Neil.
Yeah, bye.
So, looks as though Will is going to have his hands full for a little while yet.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know how he fits it all in with the young family. I was only saying to Debbie on the phone last night how much little George has grown.
Yeah.
And how he looks so like his father now.
Will! Will! Oh, come on! Will! Oh.
Brian?
Jenny, has Will run?
No. Should he have?
Well, I can't find him. I'm at the cottage.
Well, no one's rung.
Oh, damn.
He could be anywhere on the estate.
Well, these Land Rovers here loaded up with feed, but when I drove through the woods, none of the feeders have been done.
Well, maybe he's running late.
Well, William, he's always so reliable.
Well, why don't you try Eddie? He might know.
That's a good idea. Okay, darling.
Okay, bye.
Eddie?
Speaking.
It's Brian Aldridge.
Oh, hello, Brian. Look, I'm busy if you need me.
No, it's not that.
I'm mixing concrete.
Look, do you know where Will is? I can't track him down.
Oh, you've seen him for a few days. Ain't he at work?
No, he hasn't turned up this morning.
Oh.
I mean, I've tried his mobile, but I thought you might know.
Sorry.
I mean, there's no sign of Emma or George either.
Well, maybe that'd take George to the doctor or something.
Yeah, I suppose that's a possibility.
Yeah, you know what babies are like.
Yeah. I mean, except Will usually lets me know.
Yeah, well, he might have come on sudden. Look, I'll ring round, see if I can find out.
Oh, cheers, Eddie. Anyway, I'd better get on with his round. And get back to me if you find anything out, would you?
Righto.
Oh, my dad's coming in. I've got to go. Me too. Bye, Ed.
Him again.
Oh, leave it.
Okay. I'm making a quick sandwich for your mum and me. She's home for dinner today. Do you want something?
I'm not hungry.
You sure you're eating properly, Emma?
Don't fuss, Dad.
You're looking pale to me.
I'm all right.
On edge all the time. Is he really worth all this? Oh, him again.
Not on this phone.
Well, go on, answer it.
No.
Emma?
It might be Will.
Oh, goodness. Hello? Oh. Yeah, all right, Eddie.
There. Ah, that should keep me going. Oh, hold on. Eddie, any news?
I've just spoken to Neil. William and Emma, they've had some sort of tiff.
Oh, dear.
He didn't say what exactly, but Emma's staying with him and Susan.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's probably just her hormones. We'd have heard from Will if it was anything serious.
Well, perhaps.
Look, I'll pop by and check on him later. Only me concrete will set if I don't pour it out now.
Eddie. Oh. Come on, Jenny.
Hello, Brian. Any luck?
Well, yes and no. I've spoken to Eddie. Emma's moved out.
What?
Well, Eddie reckons it's a temporary thing, a lover's tiff.
Oh, dear. Neil kept very quiet about it this morning.
Well, it's their private business. What do you expect?
She's taken the baby?
I presume so.
Oh, poor Will. How awful for him. You said he was in a foul mood on Saturday. That must be why.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he nearly bit my head off. There's something not right about this, Jenny.
How do you mean?
Well, this is William we're talking about. He rings if he's going to be late for anything.
Well, that's true. And there was no sign of him at Casanova.
No. Tried the back door as well. Meg was barking her head off.
What? Inside the house?
Yes.
Oh, Brian. Well, supposing it's, well, more than a tiff.
How do you mean?
Well, what if it is more serious?
Well, who knows?
You see, Emma and George are his whole life, and if they've left him...
But Eddie said...
Look, women don't leave for no reason. You don't think...
What?
No, it's all right.
Jenny, what?
No, I'm just probably being silly, but... Brian, he's got a gun, hasn't he?
Oh, please, God, not again. Well, I'll get over there. Meet me with a spare key.
I said I didn't want anyone knowing.
So what the hell was I supposed to say to Eddie? I wasn't going to lie to him.
But I'm not ready.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I hardly told him anything anyway. People are bound to find out you're here.
They are now.
That was Clary on the phone.
Oh, here we go.
She's coming round tomorrow after work to see if we can't... Oh, I know, sort it out together.
Oh, God, that's all I need.
It's not only about you know.
Yes. Hello, it's my life.
You're being selfish now.
Yes, we're still no wiser as to what's gone on.
Poor Clary, she sounded really worried.
What are you worrying about her for? It's none of her business.
She is Will's mother.
She's working at the ball tonight, but she's going to go round and see him tomorrow before she comes here.
Good idea. Get his side of things.
Oh, no. She's determined to get to the bottom of this. Well, I hope she has more luck than us.
It'll all come out when she sees him. It's bound to.
Well... Maybe that's for the best. Oh, come on, Emma. We're all family. You can let us help you. We care.
Yes, of course we do. There's nothing so bad you can't tell us, surely.
Oh, Dad.
What? Emma, please, you're really starting to worry me now.
Well, I'd rather you heard the truth from me, I suppose.
The truth about what? For goodness sake, it can't be that terrible.
Come on, love. What is it? Come on, tell us.
Will, he's not George's father. Ed is.
Will!
Will! If you're in there, open this door! Now, come on, Will! Open up, it's me, Brian! Will! Oh, thank God.
Me, quiet now.
Will.
Brian.
Are you okay? I heard about Emma.
She's left me. She's taken George.
Oh, no.
Sorry. About work, I...
No, forget it, Will. Just take some time. Sort yourself out.
How can you be sure? I am. How? I was with Ed before the wedding.
What?
So? That doesn't prove he's the father. Not if you were sleeping with Will at the same time.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I knew you'd react like
Emma,
this.
Emma, love.
Well, what did you expect?
Oh, calm down, Neil. It's not going to help you ranting. I know it in my heart, Mum.
Oh, great. Oh, this isn't some Barbara Cartland book, you know.
Let her finish. It was my hen night, right? A crowd of us went out. Yeah, I remember. And I was on the pill, but I drank so much that I was sick.
Oh, this just gets better and better.
I know I should have taken a morning after pill, but I didn't.
Oh, you silly girl.
You mean that you slept with Ed on your hen night when you were just about to marry William?
She was drunk. I wanted to.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't go on living a lie. I should never have gone through with the wedding.
Well, we were agreed on that, at least.
But I knew I was pregnant by then. And did you think it was Will's or Ed's? Ed's. Then why marry Will?
It's complicated.
Wait a minute. Was that the holder?
What?
At the wedding? Will, he didn't want to go ahead with it. Don't you remember? He was out in the churchyard.
Oh, yeah.
Did he know then?
No. No, that was just something else. He thought he was George's dad till last week. You've deceived him all this time.
He should have backed out while he had the chance.
But I did love him. Just not in the same way. Ed's my soulmate.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I told Ed it was a mistake what we'd done. And he was so hurt. That's why he didn't come to the wedding. And then he went off and met Beth.
I can't believe
it. I wanted it to work with Will. I knew that he'd be a great dad to George. And I have tried really hard.
Emma, you've used
no.
him.
No. You were pregnant with me before you got married. You wouldn't have wanted to be a single parent if you had the choice.
I knew Neil was your father. That's the difference. And we were faithful to each other.
Didn't Alan explain about commitment in them marriage preparation classes?
Yes.
But what did you think that meant?
Look, it's too late now. I can't handle you lecturing me on top of everything else.
Look, listen, Nick. You're still married to Will.
Not for much longer.
But I'm sure he'll take you back.
What?
He'll forgive you, I know him.
No! I don't want him. How many more times? I have chosen Ed and you've got to accept it.
I won't.
I know it's messy. But in the long run, it's more important for George to be with his real dad, surely.
Real dad?
You don't even know who that is.
I do. Oh, I've been scared to tell you the truth in case you threw us out.
But now I don't care if you do. I'll go anywhere to be with Ed and I'll take George with me.
Mum and Dad step in.
I knew there was things you weren't telling me yesterday.
It's too hard on the phone.
Drink your tea up.
Didn't know where to start.
Poor lamb.
Neil played a sly one. Lover's tiff, he said. I'd have come round earlier if I'd have realised you was in such a bad way.
It's all a lie. So they can go off together.
Of course it is.
George is my son, not Ed's.
No, son, it's ridiculous.
Emma can't take him away from me like this.
It's wicked.
This is his home. It's all he's ever known.
They'll be all upset.
Oh, love.
He'll be missing you all right.
Ed's never shown an interest in him. He's been a lousy uncle, and now he thinks he can take him from under my nose.
I can't believe he's done this to his own brother.
And you've been keeping this all to yourself all this time.
I just didn't know what to do. Didn't want to badmouth Emma, in case she came back.
But you should have told us all the same.
I know, Mum.
It wouldn't have gone no further.
It came out of the blue. One minute everything was normal, the next... It was like a bad dream. I didn't want to believe it.
It's not right.
I went round there Sunday to see her.
What did she have to say for herself?
That she wasn't going to change her mind. I begged her.
Oh.
It was the way she looked at me. She just didn't want me anymore.
Don't forget her. You just concentrate on George now.
No, no, you mustn't give up hope.
She's not coming back, Mum. She doesn't want me. She wants Ed.
I could kill him for what he's done to you.
Eddie.
I mean it.
Eddie, no, he's not helping. Please. William, look, come on with us and stay for a bit.
No.
You're in no state to look after yourself properly.
But I don't want to see Ed.
Well, we ain't seen him since the party. He's stopping at Jazzer's.
Is he?
Yeah. Lying low. Now we know why, miserable coward.
Even so.
I want to take care of you.
I'm coping.
Oh, you call this coping? Look at you.
Thanks for washing up and that.
Oh, and I'm bringing you a meal over later. No arguments.
All right.
Hey, get yourself a shave and all, eh? Show the world you're not beat.
What else can we do?
Nothing. You can't bring him back.
If I could wave a magic wand, I would.
Emma let me hold him on Sunday.
Good.
Good? He shouldn't need permission to hold his own baby. It stinks.
Only made me miss him all the more.
Oh.
I miss her too.
Well, good riddance, I say. She stitched you up good and proper.
Oh, it doesn't matter. She's the only girl I've ever loved.
You wait till I get hold of Edward.
Slow down, Eddie. You'll cause an accident.
He's never happy unless he's causing someone grief. Well, he's done it this time.
I want to hear his side of things.
Oh, he'll have some weasel excuse. He always does.
I'll not pass judgment till I know.
What's to know? He's stolen William's wife and son.
I'm really shocked at Emma. I thought I knew her.
Yeah, well, just goes to show. Lying little bitch.
Eddie.
Well, she is. There's no way George is Edward's boy.
She might believe it.
Oh, come on.
No, some women convince themselves so they can be with the man they want.
Yeah, isn't one man enough for her? Don't you go letting her off the hook when you talk to Susan and Neil.
Oh, not looking forward to this.
I mean it.
Well, aren't you coming in then?
No. Something I need to do.
Just as well the mood you're in.
You stick up for William.
Well, of course I will. Oh, I mistreated him cruel. Using a baby to play two men off against each other. It's disgusting, whatever she believes.
There you go again. Giving her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm only saying she might want George to be Edward so she can justify what she's done in her own mind.
Rubbish. She's lying to get her own way.
She and Edward's always been close.
So what? That don't make it right.
I'm not saying it does, but well, there's been like something between them since they was nippers. What if her feelings for him go back further than her feelings for William?
Then you should never have married him and broke his heart. Look, you're barking up the wrong tree, Clarie.
Well, am I? Now, look, it might explain why Edward avoided the wedding, went off to Hungary.
Oh, he did that to spite William and spoil his big day.
Now, what if you're wrong, Eddie? Maybe he couldn't cope with it. Not if he loved her.
Oh, you're making excuses for
Look,
him.
Look, he's sensitive, just as sensitive as William, underneath. I'm worried that girl will break both their hearts.
Bring us that colander over here, Neil.
Oh, right.
Come on, get the veg peeled and washed before Clary comes. Mm-hmm. She'll be here in 5 minutes.
What are we going to say to her?
Don't worry.
What if William hasn't told her about George?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I'd be surprised if he hasn't by now.
Is Emma coming down?
What do you think?
Oh, great. It's like housing an escaped criminal.
And I'd know all about that.
Oh, sorry, love. But you know what I mean.
Have we done the right thing, letting her stay with us?
Well, we haven't got a choice. Would you rather she and Georgia were walking the streets with Ed?
No.
Well, then, you heard what she said. At least with them under our roof, we know they're safe.
Hi, this is Ed's phone. Not picking up right now, so just leave me a message instead.
Edward, you get yourself home right now if you know what's good for you.
Eddie not coming in?
No, he had something to do.
Oh.
No, sorry.
No, look, you go first.
Oh, stop pussyfooting round. We know why we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, I must say, Susan, I think you could have said something instead of keeping this to yourself.
I wanted to.
We're supposed to be friends.
Well, we thought it would all blow over in a day or two and she'd go back. We didn't think it was that serious.
Not that serious? But Sam Williams, not George's dad.
She only told us that yesterday. We didn't know before, honestly.
Oh, see.
Look, we don't condone what she's done.
Where is she anyway?
Bathing George.
Oh, can't face me more like.
Shall I call her?
No, leave her, Neil. She won't come.
14 months she gives their marriage. 14 months!
Look, we're not proud of her.
Couldn't she stick with William? Why did you have to hurt him like this? He don't deserve it.
I know.
I really did think better of her. It's not decent.
Hey, hang on. If you're looking for someone to blame, look closer to home.
What's that supposed to mean?
Neil.
No, it needs to be said, Susan. Your Ed must be happy now he's finally dragged her down to his level.
I beg your pardon?
He's trouble, that boy always has been.
How dare you?
You've got a total blind spot where he's concerned, Clary. He's stuck round our Emma like a moth round a flame. He couldn't leave her alone.
Oh.
And now he's finally got what he wants.
None of us saw this coming, Neil.
Well, we should have. He nearly killed her, remember, joyriding.
He weren't joyriding.
All right, driving like a maniac. What's the difference?
He saved your daughter's life. He pulled her out of that car.
And who crashed it in the first place?
Oh, please. Let's not go over all that again.
Oh, I wish our Emma had never got mixed up with your lot.
Oh, yeah, your precious Princess Emma. Look, it ain't my William who's played fast and loose with his marriage vows. She's ruined his life. And now she'll pick our Edward up and put him down just the same. Talk about a blind spot. You've spoiled that girl and my boys is paying the price.
He gets away with murder, always has to.
Oh, Neil, Clary, please. Please don't let's fall out like
and
this.
As for little George being shunted from pillar to post, poor little mite.
Well, I agree with you there.
At last. Oh, there's no use us fighting. This is new territory for us all.
I just can't forgive her for taking George away from William.
Yeah. How is he?
Well, how do you think he is? Suppose someone had taken Emma off of you when she were a baby. How would you feel, eh? He's desperate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He'll never get over this. He's so sweet-natured. And he dotes on that little boy. It's not right.
No.
What can we do, Susan? Can't you talk some sense into her?
We've tried, Clary, believe me. What about Ed?
I ain't seen him yet to talk to.
We need to think what's best for George.
To be with his mum and dad, surely.
Even if that turns out to be Ed.
Huh.
Well, we've got to face it as a possibility. Clary?
I don't know. Whatever happens, one of my boys is going to get hurt.
Dad, listen!
No, you listen! What the hell are you playing at, boy? Me and your mother left William 1 hour since, a broken man. Broken. No wife, no kiddie, no future, and it's all down to you.
I never wanted to hurt him.
Don't give me that.
It's true.
You're a man, Edward. Try acting like one.
I'm trying to do the right thing for once.
Or what? Betraying your brother? How long have you and her been messing around behind his back?
We haven't.
Oh? So this has come from nowhere, has it?
Of course not. I've kept out of his marriage. It's been agony. That's why I went away.
Well, you must have knocked her off once, at least. Or is she claiming a virgin birth?
It wasn't like that. You make it sound so sordid.
That's because it is sordid. Sordid and deceitful. I ought to knock you into next week.
Dad!
Eddie, what's going on?
This coward's come out from under his stone.
Edward, what's them bruises on your face?
Guys, nothing. I got in a brawl in Borchester.
Oh, rubbish. I hope Will gave you what you deserve.
Eddie!
Oh, stop it, Clary. He's stolen William's wife and baby, and you're worried about a few bruises.
I've stolen anyone! Emma told me 2 weeks ago he's my son!
You believed her?
Why wouldn't I?
It's the oldest trick in the book, that's why.
No, it's mine!
You can't be sure.
She wouldn't lie to me, Mum!
You're an idiot!
She may be deceiving herself.
No, she isn't!
You can't trust her after the way she's behaved, passing herself around the family.
Don't talk about her like that!
Edward, I don't want to see you hurt, Noel. There's enough pain already.
George is my son. I've got to stand by him.
Even if it means destroying William's dream, couldn't you leave things be?
Well, you believe it about George.
I never said that.
Yeah, but you meant it.
Don't you put words in her mouth to excuse what you've done. You're that jealous of William's life. You had to steal it like the poisonous little runt you are.
Eddie!
It don't matter. She's the only girl I've ever loved.
But what about your brother?
I'm sorry, Mum.
Right. I've had enough of this. Get out!
Hey?
Go on, out of this house.
No, Eddie.
I'm ashamed to call you my son.
Dad!
I don't want to hear it.
If you drive him out, you'll push him and Emma together. Is that what you want?
He's not staying under this roof, Clary. Now get your stuff and go.
Tom's looking forward to a power lunch.
Swedes.
Huh. I'd have brought them over.
No, it's all right. My shoulder's a bit better today, thank you for asking. Mm.
Sure you can spare the time to pack these?
I always do the veg boxes, don't I?
You've made an early start.
Yeah, well, I want to get them ready in time. I need a shower before I go to Home Farm.
Why? The pigs won't notice.
Brian and Jennifer might. We're having a working lunch today, entertaining our pub restaurant managers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I must put my suit in the car.
Suit, hey?
I've got to make a decent impression. It's a big chain, so I'll be back in business if we pull it off.
You mean Brian will?
No. This is a partnership, remember?
Don't! You're not putting the Swedes on top. You'll squash the spinach. They'll have to go at the bottom.
Yes, all right.
Well, you'll have to unpack them all again, won't you? So, what's my devoted sister cooking?
What do you think?
Oh, yes, of course. Sausages.
The point is for them to sample them in a relaxed environment.
So, if Jennifer's slaving away in the kitchen, what's Brian's role today? Wine waiter?
Very funny. He probably will let me do the talking, actually, with all my expertise.
Yeah, I expect so. Seeing as your partners.
Yep.
Much like an organ grinder and his monkey.
Where shall I tip this barley?
Well, Adam leaves it about there.
All righto. Keep your eye on that stag, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
The whole bag?
Yes, please, Neil. Thanks for helping me up here.
Makes a change.
Well, Adam's drilling at Hunter's Farm all day.
There.
He's got a lot of contract work to get through again this week. Shouldn't complain.
Ready for the gate?
Yep. There. Safe and sound now.
Where do you want me next?
Well, you could see if Will needs a hand. He's been off for 2 days.
Oh, well, you see, the thing is...
Sorry, stupid. I mean, probably not such a good idea.
Well...
No. You can help Jeff with the rams.
Oh, okay.
Any sign of a reconciliation?
It doesn't seem so.
Oh, terrible shame. He was here at first light. Jenny asked if he wanted to come for supper tonight, but he said no. Probably doesn't feel much like socialising.
Mm. Oh, well, I'll get off then.
Yeah, sure. Tom, my man, what can I do for you?
Oh, hi. Well, you said you'd let me know when to be around to meet the tasters. Only it's gone 12, so I'm thinking won't they be here soon?
Yeah, well, they should be.
Well, I'll need some time to change into my suit, that's all.
What? Oh, no. You stay in your overalls.
My overalls? That won't make a very good impression.
Look, Tom, I think on balance it'd be a good idea for you to stay put.
How do you mean?
Well, stay down there with the pigs.
What? Well, what about the lunch?
I think Jenny and I are perfectly capable of handling that.
But I was going to give them the hard sell.
Yeah, but you still are.
I don't get it.
Look. Jenny and I get them nicely fattened up with a lovely lunch of premium bangers. And then I bring them on down to you afterwards. How'd that sound?
Well, it's not what we agreed.
Well, I don't think we agreed anything, did we? Look, it'll be great PR, Tom. Trust me. They can see where their lunch actually came from. Instant traceability. All those happy outdoor pigs grunting away. You couldn't bottle it.
What about the price and order spiel?
Oh, no. Leave all that to me. Believe me, it'll make a really strong impression on them. They'll see a proper working environment with hands-on rearing. I mean, you can invite questions, you know, make them feel involved.
Involved? Brian, this really is...
Look, I'll give you a ring when we're on our way. Now, look, I'd better go and get changed myself. I can't leave Jenny stranded with all our guests.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
Ed, you can't carry on sleeping in your car.
I'm 21. It was probably time I left home anyway.
Try Jazzer.
I was getting in the way there. His mum made that pretty clear. I'll think of something. Keeps me going just knowing I've got you and George.
We miss you so much.
Yeah, me and all. Is he there?
Yeah, guzzling away.
Can I hear him?
Okay. Did you get that?
Yeah, he's got no man.
But I didn't think your dad would take it so bad.
Yeah, he can have a right temper on it.
What do they think of me?
Don't worry about that.
Be all around the village soon.
I don't care.
I do. Oh, come and see us, please, Ed. I'd go mad here without you. Everyone's barely speaking to me.
Am I even going to be allowed in?
Well, they'll have to lump it. Oh, George's milk's gone down the wrong way. Oh, it's okay. But promise you'll come and see us. You promise?
Yeah, of course I will.
Look at them. They couldn't give a toss.
Yeah, they've had a little too much of the house raised.
Yeah, a lot too much. I sat here 3 whole hours waiting for Brian to phone while they stuffed their faces.
Oh, well, that's the pig manager's lot, I'm afraid. Awaiting his master's call.
And then, do you know what one of them said to me? This smell can't do much for your love life.
Oh, dear.
It was a waste of my time. Brian should have let me talk to them over lunch when they were still sober.
Well, they look happy enough.
I'd at least put on my clean overalls today if I'd realised.
No. Muck is far more authentic. Unless it's for a supermarket publicity shot. Then they have to be immaculate.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, don't you remember? You made me pose like a shop dummy in clean overalls while a stupid photographer told me to smile.
Oh, come on, Neil, that was different.
Oh, no, Tom, no. No, you can't have it both ways. You're getting a taste of what it's like to be the hired hand today, and you don't like it. See ya.
Are you sure this is okay? I don't want to cause any trouble.
Just shut up and kiss me.
Missed you.
I know.
I haven't shaved. Sorry.
You poor thing.
What, your dad's looking through the window.
Oh, let him. I've told him if they can accept us, me and George will go away with you anyway. Even if it means sleeping in a ditch.
It won't come to that.
We've got to do something, though, Ed.
Yeah, well, I've had a thought.
What?
Hungary.
Oh.
Oh, I had such a great time there last summer. As soon as you get George's passport, we could go. It would be sweet. Oliver will fix me up with some work. I'm sure he will.
Well, Oliver?
He's got loads of contacts.
Ed.
What?
It'll mean him knowing.
Look, you said it yourself. It's going to be out soon.
Yeah.
Look, don't worry. I spoke to him a bit last year.
What?
No, he was really great. He'll understand.
Seriously, Ed, people judge a woman more than a bloke.
No one will care. I don't care.
But I told you I do.
We're doing this for the right reasons, aren't we? But when it sinks in, they'll see it's best for George to be with me.
I suppose.
It's the only way.
It don't solve your problem of where you're going to sleep tonight, though, does it?
Ah, keeping out of Beryl's way?
I'm checking the delivery book.
I added some shallots to the boxes.
So I see.
People are never quite sure what to do with shallots. Although I'm sure Jennifer would use them for some culinary delight. Was her meal up to scratch?
Dad.
Your power lunch. That's what your execs call it, isn't it?
Can you just leave it?
What? Only just asking. I envied you the food, if not the company. So did you get a word in edgeways, or did Brian take over completely?
It was a great success, if you must know.
Uh-huh. So your pub managers fell for the hard sell?
Definitely. They were really impressed, actually.
Right.
Brian hosted everyone, and I gave them all the info about the rearing and the product. We're a good team.
Yes, well, you deserve one another.
Come away from that window, Neil.
I'm not happy him being here.
Nor me. Got any ideas where we could put them bulbs while you're looking at the garden?
Bulbs? Aren't you at all concerned?
Of course I am.
Oh, no, she's bringing him in.
All right, just calm down.
It's a disaster. What does Ed know about bringing up a child, our grandchild?
We've got to get used to it.
I never will, never.
Neil! George, all right?
Yeah.
Still asleep. Good. Ed?
Hello, Susan.
Shut the door.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The warmth's going out.
Dad?
Hmm?
Mum, look, Ed's dad's thrown him out.
Has he now? Well, he's gone up in my estimation.
You can't be surprised, Ed.
No.
And are we expected to care?
Well, you ought to. Because from now on, where Ed goes, me and George go and all.
Emma!
Don't be ridiculous. He's got no home, no proper job. He's got nothing to offer you.
I will have soon.
So? Well, can he move in here?
What? Oh. You are joking.
Oh, love. Oh, he's desperate.
Over my dead body.
Oh, please, Mum.
Neither of us want him here, Emma.
He's been sleeping in the car.
So what?
But haven't you got mates you can stay with, Ed?
No, it's fine. This is a bad idea.
No, it's not. They've got to understand.
Why should we?
I love Ed. And George is his son. We're a family and we're not going to be split up.
Oh, now that's rich. Oh,
come on, Ed. They're not listening. What are you doing? Leaving.
No!
You can't. You...
Watch me.
No! Come on, George.
No, Emma, please. Please wait.
Oh, there's no point, Mum. He can't get through his thick head.
Oh, stop. Just stop. What about the caravan?
The caravan?
What?
It's sitting there empty.
Mum.
You are joking.
No. It'd be perfect, wouldn't it, Ed?
Well,
no.
You want them to go.
It won't come to that.
See, I'm as unhappy as you are, Neil, but at least we'll know where they are.
Look, that's as good as giving her a blessing.
It's the only practical solution. Unless you want him in the house.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Seriously, Dad, if Ed goes... Then I go.
I don't want to lose them.
At least it'll give us time to make proper plans. But please, Dad.
I've just done it up ready to sell. I've got to buy her interest.
This is more important.
We need the money, Susan.
I'll pay rent.
Not your money.
Look, we agreed yesterday. George is the most important person in all this.
Yes, I know that.
I want to do the best for him.
This is blackmail. This isn't fair.
I'm not throwing them out, Neil. God knows where they'll end up. I don't see what else we can do.
They seek him here. They seek him there.
Thanks for buying it, Linda.
Oh, well, I was at the library yesterday and the pet shop's only a stone's throw away.
Oh, what is it she's bought?
Bird seed, dear.
Here we are.
Oh, what a big bag.
It's to tempt back the parakeet.
Well, that's what I think it is.
You remember, Jack, the green bird you saw?
Did I?
Why do they have to put everything in polythene these days?
It had long tail feathers and a red band round its neck.
Oh, yes. I remember the red neck.
I asked Linda to find out what it likes to eat.
At last.
And she's kindly brought some food round.
Do you think you'll eat that?
Let's hope so.
Can I put it out?
Yes, of course. Be my guest, Jack. Here.
Ah. Oh. Oh, it looks like that breakfast cereal. What do they call it?
Muesli.
Sawdust and rabbit droppings.
Hey.
Rumpel of the Bailey.
Oh.
Is that enough?
A little more.
All right. We have porridge, don't we, Peggy?
In the winter.
Now, you might want to supplement this with chopped apple.
Right, we'll do that.
There. Hope the other birds don't take it all.
I should spread it round a bit, Jack.
Oh, all right.
Keep the rest of the bag.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes, it's more use here. Our feathered friend seems to prefer your side of the village to mine.
It's all the tall trees and the country park.
Will this face or lure it back?
Well, let's hope so. I was extremely embarrassed yesterday when Quentin came out to Ambridge, especially to get a sighting, all to no avail.
Quentin?
Quentin Brock. He's a local parrot expert.
Oh. Well, it is very elusive.
I was worried you'd think I was making it up.
Well, I had my doubts when Jack first mentioned it.
So I'm leaving nothing to chance. I'm carrying this with me at all times.
Oh,
Robert's digital camera. If I can get a decent shot of it, Quentin can confirm my identification.
What a good idea. You'll be a proper David Attenborough.
Yes, dear. Well, I'm sure you're on the right track, though, Linda. It fits the description of a parakeet from what you said.
I hope the other birds don't take it all.
Oh, that's why Linda's leaving us the bag, so we can put more out.
Did Jennifer tell you we're going to the Cat and Fiddle at lunchtime?
No.
We want to brainstorm about how it can be refitted sympathetically.
Inside?
Yes, for when it transmogrifies into a heritage centre.
Oh, I do so admire your vision, Linda. It's inspirational.
Perspirational. My little joke. No, the fundraising's been sheer slog. Oh, time. I'll be late for work.
Well, thanks again.
I miss seeing Hazel round the place. Shame she had to go so quickly. Still, that's a high-flying world of the film business for you.
Yes.
And I expect she was anxious to get back to hubby. Must be hard for you, Jack.
Well,
the Landmark Trust did a splendid job of restoring Arkwright Hall. I'm sure the Cat and Fiddle will look wonderful when it's done.
Oh, yes.
Arkwright Hall. I used to own that.
That's right.
Well, I don't want to risk the wrath of Caroline.
I'll see you out.
Thank you. Oh, you will remember to look out for Borsetshire Life next week.
What for?
My kitchen. It's going to be featured.
Oh, yes.
I do hope the other birds don't take it all.
You happy?
What do you think?
Oh, he's a right little smiler, isn't he?
He's happy and all.
That's perfect, isn't it?
You can say that again. After the week we've had.
Well, this is what it's going to be like from now on. You, me, and this little fella here.
Oh, I know.
You're all I've got now.
You've given up everything for us.
There's no going back now. Your mum played a blinder letting us stay here. Fair play to your dad, no.
I didn't give up without a fight.
You can't blame him. He hates me. Now I'm here in his precious caravan.
Oh, he's got to accept it, though.
That's his worst nightmare. I'll keep my head down when he's around.
I'm not ashamed. You are George's dad.
I still can't believe it. He's incredible.
Oh, I wish we could stay here forever. In our own little bubble.
That's brilliant. It's more space than I've ever had. Except my bedroom at Grange Farm.
I don't know how the four of us fitted in. Christopher's socks used to stink the place out.
Well, your clothes ain't a lot better, are they? Do you reckon your mum will let us use the washing machine?
Well, I'll do them in the morning. She's out at work.
Are you sure? You don't have to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't want to roll up to Oliver smelling like a pikey. I left him a message and he still ain't got back to me.
It'd be brilliant if he could help us out.
Yeah.
We've got to get away.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to pick up the rest of my stuff from home, yeah?
What about your dad?
Now he's at Felpsham Market this morning.
You be careful.
Nah, the worst's over now, Emma. We're going to be okay. Dad's just got to learn to live with it.
But it's only a matter of time before Will knows we're here.
Well, we've got each other now. We can face anything.
I've brought the chainsaw for Oliver. He said he had some overhanging branches that needed cutting back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I put it in the cab this morning while I remembered.
You haven't come over specially?
No, no. I'm on my way to the Spud Co-op store. Been harvesting all morning.
Only he's away till the weekend.
Oh.
So you might want to take it back.
No, I won't miss it.
OK. That's lucky I popped back. I'm only on my lunch hour.
Right.
I came home to check the sucklers.
Uh-huh. Where's Oliver?
In Suffolk with a farming chum.
All right.
How's Ruth?
Oh, she's fine. She and Jill are getting ready for Apple Day. We've got an event at Brookfield.
Oh, here's Ed.
No, she's trying to come up with some new ideas. Josh is practising for the apple and spoon race.
As long as he doesn't cheat and stick it on.
Difficult with an apple, I'd have thought.
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
All right?
Yeah.
Listen, I better get off. So, do you want this chainsaw or what?
Oh, yes. Can you leave it by the shed for me?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it away before I go.
Sure. I'll see you.
Thanks. If you wanted Oliver, he's away, I'm afraid.
Oh, what are you kidding? Till when?
The weekend. Is it important?
Yeah. Yeah, I need work in Hungary. The sooner the better.
Oh, why?
Me and Emma, we need to get away.
You and Emma? What are you talking about?
She's left Will.
What?
And now we're together.
Oh, Ed!
But I'm sorry, I know you and Will are close.
What are you playing at?
I'm not playing at anything.
But there's a baby involved. How selfish can you be?
But I'm trying to do what's right. And that's take care of my son.
Your son?
George. I've got no choice.
Oh, no.
So you can see why Em and I need to be together. I wouldn't have told you except we're desperate to get away.
Escape, you mean?
What?
I don't pretend to understand what's going on, and quite frankly, I don't want to know. But that baby needs a settled environment, which doesn't include a jaunt to Hungary.
But I am trying to give him a settled environment, Caroline. George is my son. I'm just trying to do what's best.
Best for you, maybe. Will spent the last, 6 months bringing up that child. Are you just planning on wiping him out of George's life?
We never wanted to hurt him. Don't forget it. I'll come back when Oliver's home.
He'll think the same as me, Ed. You're being completely irresponsible.
I'd stand back from there, Linda. Sam's about to bring the herd through for milking.
Oh, but come behind the gate.
Oh, all right.
What were you saying?
Well, Jennifer and I went to pick up the keys to the Cat and Fiddle at lunchtime, and when we were in Watson's...
Watson's?
The developers who own it.
All right, look, here they come.
Go on. Well, the woman at the reception desk advised me, strictly off the record, not to commit too much time to the project, because they might have, and I quote, other plans for the building.
What plans?
All right, Sam.
Business sensitive, she said. Then she clammed up. One of the partners came through the office, dyed hair, expensive suit, utterly soulless. Who knows what he's planning behind my back?
Go on, move on.
But you've already committed loads of time to the restoration plan.
More hours than I can count, Ruth. My committee's worked tirelessly as well. Lewis, Lucia, Nigel, not to mention Griff.
I wonder what she meant.
Oh, I wish I knew.
It'd be a shame if all your effort was wasted.
David.
Hmm?
Can you find anything out?
Me?
In your capacity as a parish councillor.
Oh,
You could.
You must know people.
Linda, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, please, David, please. It's really shaken me, this.
Go on, it can't hurt to ask, can it?
No, of course not, no. I'll see what I can do.
I did suggest to Jennifer we put an appeal for information on the website.
Well, that'd kill your fundraising stone dead, surely.
Yes, that's what she said.
Go on! Well, I'll see what I can find out, I promise.
Oh, bless you. Well, I leave it with you, then.
Can you get through all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm not frightened of a few cows. Mm. Bye.
Bye, Linda.
Oh, dear.
People aren't going to be too happy if they feel they've given money to a lost cause.
It was Lillian who unearthed all these dreadful lies.
Oh, Peggy.
Another cup?
No, I'm fine.
I still feel terrible about snapping at you last week.
I said forget it. I completely understand now. You've been under a lot of strain.
I confess I could have done without it.
Hazel doesn't improve with age.
She gets worse. I tried to protect Jack from the truth, but I had to tell him in the end.
Oh, it's disgraceful. She knows how vulnerable he is, and she deliberately set out to deceive him.
And left me to pick up the pieces.
You look tired.
Oh, I'm all right.
Caring's a full-time job. You need to look after yourself as well as Jack.
I've got the family.
Even so, you're with him day in and day out.
It's not getting any easier.
No. Has he fully taken in what's happened, do you think?
I don't know. He was in a terrible way on Sunday when she left him. Very upset. It knocked him for six.
Oh, no.
I feel so guilty. And he felt guilty for not believing me that she was here to fleece him.
What a pair.
He's been a bit more absent-minded than usual. But mercifully, he seems to have got a bit stronger through the week.
Thank God she's gone.
Peggy!
Oh, hello.
Hello, Jack.
What is it?
My green bird. It's in the garden.
Really?
I saw it from the conservatory. Come on. Slowly does it. We don't want to frighten him away.
I've heard a lot about this bird. Can't wait to see it. Where is it, dear?
Up there in the tree, see?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
High up. He's got a red neck.
Oh, look. Isn't he splendid?
He keeps flying down to the bird table for a snack and then back up again.
He must feel safer out there.
I'm going to write down every time I see him, Peggy.
That's a good idea.
I'll be a proper David Attenborough.
Yes, Jack.
Sam and Kirsty look in on the patient.
That's healing up well.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, come on.
Wow, it's a long incision.
It was a big calf.
Oh, poor girl.
She'll be all right. It shouldn't have happened, though. Should have used a smaller bull. It's a waste of money.
Well, not if it saved the calf, surely.
Yeah, I know, but with better planning, David and Ruth could have saved themselves £300.
Will she get in calf again?
Hope so. You can never be sure, though.
Interventions are always risky.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what you're on about, don't you?
Well, we did quite a bit on dairy management at college.
Eh?
Yeah, and I used to enjoy helping with the herd at Bridge Farm sometimes.
Listen, never that interested. She was nursing people all day, so she switched off when it came to the cows and their ailments.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. But it's nice to have things in common.
Definitely. Well, I'd like to help you out sometimes.
How do you mean?
Here, with the herd.
Well, no offence, but it's pretty specialist.
Well, the routine things aren't. Doing the calves and milking.
Then why would you want to do that?
Why do you think? It's the only way I'll get to see you. Awake, at least.
All right. I think you made your point last night.
I mean, it's an insult when your boyfriend falls asleep afterwards.
I was knackered.
But before...
Oh, it's fair cop. It was that meal you made. I mean, technically, it's all your fault.
Oh, charming.
Oh, it was delicious. I just ate far too much. And I'm not used to wine in the week.
Aww.
I know, it's not very butch, is it? But well, I usually just grab a sandwich at night. I'm so exhausted.
You did look very cute snoring on the sofa. Like a rustic cherub. Did you not hear me clearing up?
I was out for the count. Look, I'll make it up to you tomorrow night. We'll go out. You say where.
I'd much rather we stayed in.
Oh, yeah.
Provided you can stay awake.
Oh. Well, we'd better skip the meal, then.
Quiet, Meg. Come on, you stupid lot. Get out of there.
Oh.
Roy!
Well?
Is it important?
Oh, sorry, are you busy?
Well, I'm always busy running up to the chute.
I know, yeah. Fancy a beer or something at dinner time?
No, I'm working through.
Well, tonight, then. We could drop in at the ball. Attacking one of Breeders' steak and kidneys.
Look, Roy, I know what you're doing.
You need to come out, mate. It's no good hiding yourself away. You haven't done nothing wrong.
No, I've got too much on.
Look, just a quick half.
Suppose it's all round the village. How Will Grundy can't keep his wife.
No. If I hadn't seen Emma at the Carters, I wouldn't have found out.
Are you kidding? Your mum and Susan tell each other everything.
Okay. Wish you'd said yourself, though. I mean, what are mates for?
Well, there's nothing you could have done.
Look, Emma's mad. I'm gutted for you, mate, really.
Thanks.
I'm with her and Ed living in that caravan now. I don't know how...
What? Living in the caravan? Since when?
I saw him moving his stuff in last night. I'm sorry, I thought you knew.
Right.
Will. Will?
Come on now, little one. At least give it a go.
Hello, Kirsty. Thought you'd be gone by now.
Oh, it's my day off. You looking for Sam?
No.
I said I'd make sure this lot was suckling okay.
All right. And are they?
Oh, this little fella can't get the hang of it at all.
Oh, well, there's always one. Maybe the other calves are putting him off.
It can happen on these multiple feeders.
Well, he keeps wanting to suck my fingers.
Well, good luck.
Oh, don't worry, we'll get there. Won't we, little matey?
Well, thanks anyway. You're doing a grand job.
Is it okay me doing this?
Yeah. I mean, if it's okay with Sam. Anyway, you got away with him. I can see that.
Oh, I just wanted to help him out. He's got a lot on.
Yeah, carving's always the same.
Yeah, he's with one now.
Well, listen, when you're finished here, come into the house for a coffee.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, of course. Since you're one of the workers now.
That's the cream.
There you go. Whoa, that's a quarter pounder, all right.
You can put it in the bin.
Lovely.
Right, catch. Oh, Daddy's going to have to get used to it, isn't he, Georgie?
That's no worse than Bartleby's manure, I suppose.
What, Ed?
Sorry, son.
Here we are, darling.
Oh. Can I put my stuff anywhere in here?
Yeah, of course. That smells better, doesn't it? Hey, nice and clean now.
Looks like the blooming TARDIS, this place.
Well, I hope that makes me Billy Piper.
Well, you're not a darling.
Right, nice new nappy now, sweetheart.
Look, I'm going to keep this place tidy, I promise.
I'm not a fuss.
Might as well unpack. Looks like we're going to be around for a bit longer yet.
Oh, dang. Something might come up. Didn't you say that Oliver's back tomorrow?
I'm being realistic. There's no way he's going to swing me a job abroad once Caroline gets to him.
You don't know that.
I do. We're also a precious godson. I'm public enemy number one.
Get in the queue.
I'll think of something. I mean, now everyone knows it's not so important to go abroad, is it? We can go up north. I'm going to find work. As long as I can support you and George, it don't matter where we are.
As long as we're far away from here. Come on, George. Here's a good boy. Oh, he's getting so heavy. You'll have to try carrying him in a sling, Ed.
Yeah. Oh, listen, why don't we go out for a drive and have a walk somewhere?
Great. I could do with some air.
It's a bit cold, mind. You wrap him up warm.
Oh, Ed.
What?
Nothing.
He's going to get his first taste of colder weather soon. He's only known spring and summer so far.
With any luck, we still might be somewhere warm for the winter.
It was dodgy with Grandad when I got my stuff just now. He looked really sad.
Oh, we can't help that.
But I didn't mean... I felt guilty, I suppose. Poor old guy.
Yeah, he's losing George. He'll still be his great granddad.
Yeah, yeah. At least we're keeping it in the family.
Emma! You in there?
Oh, no, it's Will.
Emma, come on!
Don't believe it.
I want my son!
Don't panic, wait here.
Oh, God. Don't go to the window, Ed. He'll see you.
You got him in there, have you?
How did he find out where we are?
He's found who? Oh, God, I've been dreading this.
Can't keep him from me. Right,
I'll go and talk to him.
Are you crazy?
I've got to.
Ed, you in there and all?
He's not going to go away.
No, I'll go.
No way. I'm not having another fight.
What's the matter, Ed? Can't show your face.
You take George.
Em.
Please, Ed.
Ed, get out here. Oh, are you too scared?
He won't know me. I know him.
Oh, come on, Georgie. Good boy. Good boy.
No, it's okay,
he wants
George,
you,
Em. Don't cry.
This is a bad idea.
Shut up, Ed. Just do it my way. Well, will you stop shouting?
Emma.
You're upsetting George.
Let me see him. He's my son.
No, he is not. Now go away and just leave us alone.
Please.
Will, it is over.
I can hear him. He needs me.
He's safe. Look, Ed's got him.
No.
Will, just stay back.
Emma, you.
No, Will, just stop
it. It's all right, Georgie. Look, no one's going to hurt you, mate.
You give me my boy.
No,
Will,
Ed.
Just go home.
It's all right, Georgie, darling.
Well, mate.
I don't want you anywhere near him.
No good you coming round here like this. They're with me now.
I should have finished you off with a...
Cry out me!
Will, no!
Take him inside here, quick!
Come on, George, come on, that's all right.
I hate you! You're not having him, Ed! You're not having him!
Come on, mate, calm down!
You're not having him either, Will! Don't you ever try this again!
Emma! Emma!
Look, come on, Will, leave it! They're not worth it!
They can't do this to me!
Come on, we'll go in mine.
And basically, because there's a bridge there already, planning will go through on the nod. Come on, Ben. Come on. I'm up on Daddy's lap.
Yeah. And it comes in a kit.
Yeah. It's a simple enough construction.
Brilliant.
Oh, hello. Your coffee's here. It's getting cold.
Oh, thanks.
Just showing Kirsty the design for George's footbridge.
That looks great.
Yeah. Well, I thought that I'd post this picture on the village website so everyone can see it.
You should have said. I've just been on there for our apple day.
Oh,
yeah, I'm coming to that. Oh, guess what?
There was a post in about the infamous Grey Gables parakeet. There's been another sighting.
I wonder where it's coming from.
Well, no one's claimed it so far.
Where was it seen?
In the lodge garden.
Mm-hmm. Seemed to like Jack.
Everything all right, Sam?
Yeah, another bull calf.
Oh, well.
No problems this time.
Not good.
You heard about the telling off he gave us last week, Kirsty?
Well,
yes. Oh, no, not that.
No, no, fair play. It's fair play. I chose the wrong bull. It was too big.
Yeah, I saw the scar.
Yeah, I was very tired that day. Sorry if I came across heavy-handed.
Don't go apologising now.
It's his job to keep us in line over the herd.
You were quite right.
Don't listen to him, Kirsty.
No, we just do as we're told.
Go on, get over.
Oh, that's all right. I like a man who's assertive.
Oh...
I've never seen you blush before, Sam.
Ed's not having him. He's my son. How could she do it?
Search me.
We had everything and she's thrown it all away. I thought we were happy. I keep trying to understand, but I can't.
Well, it's no good dwelling on it. You'll drive yourself mad.
But Ed's nothing. He's nothing.
Yeah, but it's no good harassing them. The caravan will.
Oh, I've got good reason. There's things you don't know, Roy. The lies she's coming out with.
Look, if you want to talk about anything...
No. I'm sorry, mate. I just can't. Shouldn't you be at work?
Oh, now, this is more important.
What if they really do a runner with George? I couldn't bear it. I thought I'd never seen it.
Look, don't get upset again.
I'd shoot myself.
Look, I know it's hard... But if Emma's serious and it's over good, you've got to think calmly, not act like a maniac. I mean, you'll be seen as a threat.
Well, that's not right.
I know, but that's what'll happen.
Oh, God. How did you feel when you were faced with bringing up Phoebe on your own?
Oh, that were different. I had no choice. Kate left us.
Oh, of course.
But it was the best thing I've ever done. I mean, she's everything to me.
That's how I feel about George. I still wake up excited every morning, thinking I'll go through now and pick him up. I can feel him in my arms, the weight of him, the smell of him. Then I remember he's gone. I just go dead inside.
Look, she and Ed can't just take him. He's your son, you got rights.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not gonna let them take him away.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
I'll fight him, whatever it takes. I'll bring him up on my own if I have to.
Yeah, okay then. Well, in that case, you're gonna need a solicitor.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.